ACQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. I do have one announcement. Talking to Dave just before the net, apparently there's a problem with the W4MYK call sign on the Echolink node, so Dave has had to transition that over to his call sign, W4DJW-R, temporarily until the Echolink call sign can be resolved through the Echolink team. So, again, for temporary time being, for using the Echolink node for the Caesars Head repeater, it'll be, again, Dave's call sign, W4DJW-R, instead of W4NYK-R. So if folks are trying to connect back to the net through Echolink, they would have to use his call sign instead of the club call sign. That should just be temporary. Again, once Dave's call sign fails to log in through Echolink anymore, the issue should be resolved, and you should be able to use the W4NYK call sign for the club Echolink node. So does anybody need any fills on that announcement? A couple of mic key ups there, but no audio going through, so I'm going to assume there were no questions or no needed fills on that announcement. So we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. Before we begin our RF check-ins, go ahead and pause here for new hams. New hams to the can't talk tonight. New hams to the hobby. Those folks that may have just recently gotten their ham ticket may not be familiar with checking in. New hams to the area may not be familiar with our net. Go ahead and pause here for those folks. If they'll just key up the mic, give their call sign, and we'll walk you through the steps to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. Pause normally means we have everybody. Again, just like the pause there, I know sometimes, especially for new hams to the area, I know everybody calls their nets a little bit different. I know when we travel out and people call the net just a little bit different depending on what location you're in. But we like to just pause to let folks that are new to the area or maybe new hams that may not be familiar with the net to check in here. But it doesn't sound like we have anybody for the moment, so we'll go ahead and move on down to our net pre-check-ins. Again, we have that functionality on the bars.cc website for those folks that may not be available for the 9 o'clock hour to be able to check in. Maybe out of the area, not able to connect back through Echolink node. May have an issue like we had with the call sign on the Echolink node, but it just allows those folks to stay in touch with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net through the web interface on the bars.cc website. Give me just a minute. I'm going to let this drop, and I'll go through that list, and then we'll move on to our RF check-in. On the list, we have Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta W2AMD, and that's Andrew. And Andrew's over in Simpsonville. Good to see him in here. Up next, we got our friend Fred over on Traveler's Rest, Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike W4FCM. And Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4 India Echo India N4IEI. Always good to see Fred and Isla in there. Up next, we got our friend Mel. That's K4XMR Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo. And Mel's over in Prosperity, so good to have Mel check in with us. Up next, we've got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And Ben's also over in Simpsonville. Good to see him logged in. Up next, we got Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel, AA4GH. That's Gus. And always good to see Gus's name in there. Then we've got the voice of, Cedar's Head, I guess I would call it for Andy. But Andy, KI4LZI over in Pickens. So, Andy, good to see you logged in here. I know always good to have you on here. Love hearing your voice on the radio throughout the net throughout the week. So appreciate that. Andy getting checked in here. Up next, we got James. That's Kilo Delta 4 Hotel Echo Yankee, KD4HEY. And James is over in Piedmont. Up next, we got Don and Linda up in Piedmont as well. Don, KD4QLQ. And Don and Linda are always in here, so always good to see them. Up next, we got Tony. That's November 4 Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. And next along that list, we got Kim, Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo. And good to see Tony and Kim checked in here. Up next, almost to the bottom, we got Danny. That's Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB. And then our friend John up in Brown Summit, our resident astrologist. I think that's right. Anyway, always look forward to the astronomy trivia. I guess trivia is the word, but facts and figures that John provides for us throughout the week. So good to see John checking in from Brown Summit. John's call sign, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, KN4RJN. Up next, we've got James. That's November 4, Juliet Romeo Bravo, N4JRB. And James is over in Greer. Up next, we've got our friend Walt. That's Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. And last but not least in the group there, we've got Scott. That's Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, KX4YM. Let me finish here on the screen just to make sure I've got all the pre-net check-ins. It looks like we do, and everybody's acknowledged. So we'll go ahead and move on to our alphabetic check-ins through RF tonight. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Sure. Hey, Mike, Miss Angela and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Mike.
Hey, K4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HR, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73's to you, everybody on the net.
Part for this May the 4th, check-ins for our Saturday night net here. Let me go back to the top of the log and welcome Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Rick, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Gary and Joy. And, of course, Gary is our Wednesday night net controller, the voice of Wednesday night for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And, Gary, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight, spending a few minutes with us on a Saturday night. Of course, Gary's call sign, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Miss Joy, K3JOY, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee. And, Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Stay dry. I think this weather is supposed to be here for a couple of days. I know we can need it. We will need it as the spring and summer moves along. So I just wish it would rain during the week instead of the weekend. But at this point, I'll just take whatever we can get. But anyway, Gary, good to hear you. Appreciate you bringing Miss Joy along. Up next, we've got our net manager. That's Dave, W4DJW, with Whiskey 4 Delta. Can't get your call sign out tonight, Dave. Sorry. Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. Getting all tongue-tied there. But appreciate everything you do for the good of the net, Dave. Appreciate the information on the Echolink node as well. I should have probably known that by now. But appreciate, again, everything you guys do to keep the net moving forward. Repeater operating up on the mountain and the Echolink node connected to it. So, Dave, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Last but not least, we've got another Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And Dave's over in Easley. So, Dave, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you. Always good to get you in the log and appreciate you coming by. And, again, I only call the net every first Saturday of the month usually, so it's been a month probably since I heard your voice. You're sounding good into the repeater for sure. So, Dave, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, spending a few minutes on Saturday night as well. All right, let's get one more call for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. I've gotten the Alpha through Delta group finished up there, so we'll move to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry in County, North Carolina. Kind of soggy up here, too. Check me in and out tonight. Thanks.
Somebody to come in there on your coattails, but everybody must be watching Star Wars movies tonight for the May the 4th event. It's going on. So, anyway, I don't think there's any sports. Well, there might be a baseball game or a basketball game or something going on. But, anyway, if you're the only Echo through Hotel, that's fine. We'll keep taking check-ins as long as they come in. But we'll go ahead and acknowledge your check-in there, Harry. You're sounding good from Candler. Of course, Harry's call sign, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN. And Harry's up in Candler, North Carolina. I'm glad you guys are getting a little bit of rain, too. Like I say, by July, August time frame, I'm sure we'll be in dire need of a little more rain. But, you know, again, it's just a little inconvenient on the weekends. But, you know, we'll have to take it as it comes. So, anyway, Harry, stay dry. I appreciate that you coming by. We'll talk again soon. All right, let's get one more call for the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. As normally means we have everybody for that group, so we'll move to the India through Lima group, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Low Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, bonus mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send safety threes for each one of you.
4HR. In KE6KEN, that's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Quebec, KO4LAQ. This is Martin in Tomasi, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
Hope you and the family all doing real good. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Let's see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Mike, hope you and your family all well. Hope you're having a good evening, and hope everybody else is well. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For HR. Great to hear you call the net. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Group of check-ins there for the India through Lima group. Definitely representing the alphabet tonight for sure. I'd first like to welcome James. That's Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And James, always sounding good from Tuxedo, as you well know. And appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us on Saturday night. Always good to hear you and get you logged in here. Up next, we got Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. And that's Ken. And Ken, I've got you listed over in Greenville, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Martin. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Quebec. Sorry, I can't read the font on my screen. I got a little dirt there. Martin, sorry about that. Looked like another O. But let me try that one more time. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Quebec. And that's Martin's call sign. Martin's over in Tomasi tonight. So, Martin, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got our friend Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, I was typing your call sign right in there after James. You had me scared for a second. I was thinking I might miss you tonight. But Sid, always good to hear you. I hope you and yours are doing well. A little damp down here, but like I say, I was talking earlier. We could definitely use it. So I can't complain too much, because as the spring and summer go along, we're going to need some more of that rain. For Sid's call sign, Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, always good to hear you. I hope you're doing well. Up next, our friend Larry. That's Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry, again, I know I kid you all the time. That voice for radio always gets me. It's like a smooth jazz sounding voice. I know we've talked about that before, but the voice for radio for sure. But Larry, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Of course, Larry brings along his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. And Larry, always good to get you checked in here. I hope you and Miss Donna are doing well, and we'll talk again soon. All right, let's give one more call for India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. I'm everybody in the India through Lima group for the moment. We're about halfway through the alphabet, so we have an Echolink node signed in. So I'll go ahead and pass over to Echolink nodes. Echolink nodes only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR, hello. Hello again, Mike. I haven't heard you in a while. It's great to hear you and get to check in with you again, Mike. Check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Mike, and all on the net. No traffic and no rat you.
OHR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tonight, I'd like to welcome Stephen to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And Stephen, good to see you signed in here. We had talked earlier about the Echolink node. The club call sign has a little issue that Dave's working out with the Echolink folks, so I had to use his personal call sign for the Echolink node. But glad you got that information over there. And again, once Dave's call sign stops working, just try the club call sign again, and we should be able to get back into the Echolink node. But sounds like you had that information already, because I saw your call sign pop up there, and you're sounding good. So I hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well down in Greenwood, and come back and check in again as often as you can. Y'all stay safe and dry, and we'll talk again soon. All right, let's go ahead and move down the alphabet to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
4HR, this is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville. I'll be into the roll calls through with. Then you sound mighty good tonight, Mike.
HR, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Mountain Western Greenwood County, Venada, 73 on the net.
Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Yankee Delta, David in Greer, South Carolina.
Recheck, Mike.
All right, this is AK4HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Acknowledge your recheck there, Stephen, but let me go ahead and acknowledge these folks that checked in there first. So first in the group, we have our elder statesman, Eddie. Eddie, always good to hear you, my friend, from over in Simpsonville. That's Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec, W4NTQ. And Eddie, you're sounding really good into the repeater. And again, I go back and listen to my voice occasionally. I don't know if everybody does the same thing, but sometimes I'll go back and listen to the Echolink or the recording of the net and say, do I really sound like that? So I appreciate you saying that I sound good coming through the repeater. But I hope you and yours are doing well tonight, Eddie. Always good to hear you, my friend. Up next, one of our net controllers, that's Matt, Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. Goodness, Matt, I'm butchering your call sign tonight, too. Not sure why I'm having problems. But Matt, Appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you calling the net throughout the week, too. So I definitely appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us for a few minutes on Saturday night. And last but not least in that group, we've got David. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Yankee Delta, KQ4PYD. And David's over in Greer. So, David, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Let's go ahead and pause for that recheck. Stephen, what's up, sir?
Mike, I rechecked because I just wanted to get to know that my wife is sitting beside me, listening, and she heard you, Mike, when you mentioned her assault, and she does say hello right back to you.
Well, again, you know, I think it's probably been 2 years now since we met up at the Greenwood Ham Fest. Time flies. So, but, you know, usually I try and say hello if I can. But I know Jennifer's usually there with you, so I'm glad she's in there. And like I say, always good to pass salutations on to the family and folks that are listening as well.
Affirmative, copy that, Mike. I just wanted to recheck and let you know that. And I'll turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
Good. Like I say, you and Jennifer have a wonderful evening, and we'll definitely talk again soon. All right, let's give one more call for the Mike through Papa group before we move on down the alphabet. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge Team Meteor Net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. Normally that pause means we have everybody for that group, so we'll move to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike, and I just wanted to say that we live between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, and we've had 4.32 inches of rain out of a cell that's just kind of set there over the top of us, which is considerable, considering they said we was only going to get about an inch and a half. Anyways, this is November 0, Tango Romeo N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Mike, and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HR. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll mean negative and negative. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Please check in. KQ4QHV, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton. And I'll be in and out.
Please check in November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, N4RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
My check-ins there as we're in the Quebec through Tango group at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome Tom. That's November 0, Tango Romeo. Goodness, Tom, moving your call sign over to the 4 zone instead of leaving it in that 0 zone from, I'm assuming that's Kansas from where you got your call sign. I know that's where you hail from originally or at some point. Anyway. Appreciate you coming by and tell Miss Bernice we said hello, Tom. Hopefully you guys are staying dry. Yeah, I wrote down that 4.32 inches. That's a pretty good sell. It didn't rain down here. I mean, again, I don't know what it is. It seems 85 is like the weather barrier. I don't know if it's the cars, the pavement, what, but it seems like it's almost like a wall sometimes with the precipitation and temperatures and weather and everything. But we haven't really gotten much rain. I don't have a gauge in the backyard, but I know it didn't start raining until late afternoon here at my house anyway. But I know we'll need that rain later, so I hope Lake Robinson, Lake Cunningham can capture and hold on to some of that water for us, as I'm sure we'll need it throughout the year coming up or the summer coming up. But Tom, definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always sounding good into the repeater, and appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us. Up next, we've got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Gulf, KO. Coming by, and again, I'm almost to the point now where it's a habit. Tom checks in and you check in after him, so I can almost start typing your call sign right after Tom. So Tom, Chris, appreciate you both coming by and checking in with us. And Chris, appreciate you checking in from Liberty tonight. Always good to hear you and get you logged in. Up next, we've got our friend Nick. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. And Nick is over in Pendleton. So, Nick, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Roger. That's November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, N4RLF. So, Robert, appreciate you coming by and checking in from Seneca. Sounding good in the repeater. And I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night as well. Always good to hear you, and appreciate you coming by and getting you logged in here. All right, let's go ahead and move to the Ever Patient group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge team internet tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
AR. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
AK4HR. Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa, KO4ULP. Alexander here in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and 7-3 to everyone on the net.
Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Check-ins there as we're in the Uniform Through Zulu group and coming into the bottom half of the hour here. But up first, I'd like to welcome my friend Shane. That's November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. And Shane, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear your voice on the repeater throughout the week, and especially on Saturday night when I'm calling the net. But Shane, sounding good. Appreciate you coming by and checking in from Cleveland tonight. Always sounding good. Hope you and yours are doing well. Up next, we've got Greg. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec, KO4WTQ. And Greg's over in Greer, so Greg, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to hear you, and always good to get you in the logs. Up next, we've got our friend Alexander. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa, KO4ULP. And Alexander's over in Traveler's Rest, so not a terrible long trip up to the repeater, but still got to make that climb up to the top of the repeater mountain. So, Alexander, definitely sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Last but not least in that group, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, KO4YHY. And Jim down in Greenville. So, Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Sounding good into the repeater. And good to get you logged in here on a Saturday night as well. All right, let's get one more call for the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Well, it normally means we have everybody for that group, so we've been through the alphabet once, checked our Echolink nodes, don't have anybody signed in. We've done our pre-net check-ins, and we're down to the bottom half of the hour. So we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. Ski Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm in Pendleton and I am negative and negative. Thank you.
Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. That's K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Number 4 Echo Delta Whiskey. Head in Brevard. No traffic. One comment. Over.
4HR. Check in Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu Joe in Reedville over in Spartanburg County. I'm negative and negative tonight.
K4HR. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
4HR. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. Tango 4 HTX. Patrick, I'm mobile in Bavard. No comment, no traffic.
4 HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And I missed one call sign in there. It was the Kilo 4 Delta Zulu station. That was completely my fault. I was trying to type and my keyboard hung up for just a second. So let me go ahead and acknowledge those call signs here. And if that station can come back and check in with me, I definitely want to get you logged in here. Again, it was completely my fault. You were plain as day. It was just me trying to get you typed into the computer. It didn't want to work. But up first, we got our friend Alton. That's Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, W4HNT. And Alton, I wondered where you were. I wasn't going to close the net out until you came by and checked in with me. So, again, Alton, it's good to hear you. Appreciate you checking in. Up next, our friend Connor. That's Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. And Connor's over in checking in with us. Up next, we got Ed. That's November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, N4EDW. So, Ed, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, our friend Gene, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Juliet. Goodness, Gene, I'm getting ahead of myself. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. There we go. That sounds much better. Gene, sounding good into the repeater. You always have a booming signal, and tonight's no exception. So, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And then, last but not least, our Sunday night net controller, that's Patrick out there on the mobile. A little bit broken up, Patrick, but definitely recognize the voice and the call sign. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me on a Saturday night. And again, I had one unacknowledged station in there, and again, I apologize. That was completely on me. So if you could recheck, I would definitely get you logged in here.
I'm assuming that's got to be me. The name is Joe here. Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu Kilo Z 4 Delta Z.
I apologize. I don't know what I was thinking when I was trying to type in your call sign. I was getting the D and the Z backwards, but I got you here. So Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu, KZ4DZ, and that's Joe. So Joe, appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. I was trying to put too many letters and too many numbers together, and it just wasn't coming up in the log for me. But Joe, definitely got you logged in here. I'll repeat your call sign one more time just to make sure I've got it in here. Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu, KZ4DZ. And Joe, again, that was completely my fault. Been a long day. It keeps getting longer. So I'll definitely do better next time you check in with me. Over.
Helmet all. That was a pretty big group, too, so I completely understand. No sweat. Thank you for calling the net.
Thank you again for being patient with me, making sure I got you logged in here. So good to hear you. Excellent signal into the repeater. Again, that was completely on me. So, again, come back and check in as often as you can. Love to hear you. Love to get you logged in here. All right, let's give one more call before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Sure.
Again, Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Try to keep me in suspense there. I was like, what's he doing? What's he doing? I was waiting on that. I can't remember what they call that. When they pause in a movie to kind of stop poetic justice. I'm trying to think of the term when they give you that pause to kind of build the anticipation. But anyway, Tommy, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on a Saturday night. Definitely good to hear you, my friend. Tommy's down in southern Greenville County, Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, hope you and yours are doing well, and definitely come back and check in again as often as you can. All right, let's get one final call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control. 4HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Don't hear any current stations wishing to sign in, so this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all the stations that have taken the time to check in so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Typically, this is where we begin the rag chew portion of our net, but I don't have anybody currently signed in for comments, so I'll give one more call for check-ins. Again, I don't want to call it late check-ins because you're never late as long as we're still running the net. So give an additional call, Alpha through Zulu. Stations wishing to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight before we secure, call AK4HR, Net Control.
For HR. Hello,
Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. Also my wife Rhonda, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra. We are in Easley, and we are in, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, you and everybody on the net. And I would like to also bring along by telephone relay, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, Randall, he's in Asheville, North Carolina. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf Foxtrot. Our brother Charlie in Goose Creek. So hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey.
Delta Whiskey, acknowledge your recheck there. Give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and acknowledge Larry and his check-ins first, and then we'll be right back to you. Up first, we've got Larry. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And along with the Miss Rhonda, we've got Randall via telephone relay. That's N9 Tango Echo Charlie. N9 TEC, that's Randall. And Charles down in Goose Creek, I think you had said, Larry, was Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf Foxtrot, KF4GGF. And N4EDW, go ahead with your recheck, sir.
N4EDW, I had one comment. For some time now, I've had a problem when I turn on my HF radio or when I make a transmission. My speakers for my computer start talking back to me, and I've had to turn the speakers off without to get rid of the interference. And secondly, I have a capacitance light upstairs in my bedroom, and when I would transmit on HF, that light would go on and off, which rather irritated my wife. A couple of days ago, I ordered some ferrites, a ring, and some snap-on ferrites. Put those on my 7300, and that took care of the problem. I thought that might be of value to other people if they have similar problems. Or
we probably have all, if we've done any experimentation, you know, at these days with computers and everything, you know, a little RFI will do interesting things throughout the shack. Turn electronics on and off, like you said, start talking back through your computer speakers, that kind of thing. But, yeah, that's awesome that the ferrite chokes were able to solve that problem. I know they have bandpass filters for some of those issues and the other things like that. But, again, as you mentioned, always good for us to check our stations and kind of alleviate any interference that we may be causing or, you know, RFI that may be leaking from a piece of coax. You know, I've got some relatively inexpensive pieces of coax that were probably made overseas somewhere that probably wouldn't be the best in the long run, but normally they're just kind of running through our shack. But, yeah, I appreciate you bringing that information, though. That sounds awesome. You were able to track that down.
Palomar Engineers is specifically for the ICOM 7300, and the cost was about $40. Not too bad for the alleviating the problem. Over.
Ferrites, were they for a specific frequency, or it just basically covers the band that the, I forget what ICOM you said, 7100?
It says on the box, RFI range 1 through 300 megahertz. Over.
It's covering HF and UHF range, or VHF range, for the most part. So that should cover most of the bands we're operating in, at least legally.
Operating the normal HF bands. This kit has a 1.4-inch ring. I had two of those. One went around the coax, and one went around the power. And then it's got a couple of snap-ons, which I didn't use because I don't have the... Well, I did use it. I used it on one of the cables going to my computer. And then it's got a couple extras that I didn't use because I don't have other cables going to the radio. Oh.
A pretty nice kit for sure. I know I've seen some YouTube videos on alleviating RFI interference and things for using those ferrite beads for, or not ferrite beads, but the ferrite rings for chokes and things on antennas and balance and that kind of stuff. You know, a lot of times they used to include them built into it. I was actually looking around my shack to see if I had like an old VGA computer cable that actually had those little ferrite clip-on pieces that used to come with them. I think now they just kind of include them. I was actually looking, of course, Murphy's Law, I'm looking around the shack. I don't see any handy for my particular interest, I guess. But those things are like magic to me, that they can remove the interference. But, yeah, it's awesome that you were able to track that down and get that solved for sure.
Man, the problem was 2 meter, the frequency we're on now. So basically it was the HF. I don't know exactly what frequency triggers those little capacitance switches. Or
they have relayed stories. You know, my dad used to be a big 6 meters fan, and he had a big, I don't know what the manufacturer of the antenna was, but it was a big Yagi that was on a tower in our backyard, and he would key up with his amp and, you know, back in the 70s, it would blank that TV out. You know, back then everything was analog anyway. And, it just would always happen. He'd go down in the shack about the 7 or 8 o'clock hour when we, as the rest of the family, was sitting upstairs watching TV. And we could basically hear everything work and try and alleviate that RF interference for us as much as possible. But, it definitely happens. Like I said, I have taken down my HF rig, had an issue with the antenna coming down, and I just have not spent the time to get my HF antenna back up. But I do remember, or have had issues as well in my shack with my computer speaker, so a lot of times I'll end up just turning them off if I'm going to transmit. But I definitely need to do some clean up, and probably the same thing you do, track down where exactly would be best to put some of those ferrite chokes or ferrite beads around to try and alleviate some of that RFI interference. For sure.
Chokes right on the wires going close to the radio, within a foot of the radio, and that seemed to take care of it. I've had no complaints from neighbors about anything, but my antennas are basically invisible, and my nearest neighbor is 100 yards away. Over.
Star with M4EDW and the Ragtree portion of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Yeah, you know, it's funny, and I need to talk to Robert because he had an acronym for I can't remember. It was like hiding antennas from I can't even remember the initials, but he had a really handy acronym for basically hiding antennas in plain sight, kind of a thing. But I think I relayed the story that I'd asked my neighbor. There's a tree in my front yard and a tree in his backyard, and I'd asked him if it was okay if I just kind of used some paracord and or some nylon cord and, you know, strung one end of the antenna up in his tree, and he's like, sure, no problem. And I put it up and kept waiting for him to ask me about it. And it's a little Carolina Windham, so the only thing, you know, you had to really look just to see the vertical radiator. You know, it's kind of an off-centered fed dipole that has a little vertical radiator that comes down in the middle, two little pieces of PVC pipe. But I kept waiting for him to ask me about it, and, you know, a couple weeks went by, and he never said anything. I saw him outside. I was like, hey, did you notice I put that antenna up? And he said no, and I actually had to point it out to him. So, you know, it's amazing how easy those things disappear once they're 20, 30 feet up in the air.
My QRZ site, you'll see pictures of mine. They're all wire. One is a dipole. The other is a delta loop back up by the house, which I have trouble seeing sometimes, even knowing where it is, because it's wire and invisible against the sky. The other is a big loop, as I call it. It's 1,100 feet long, a wire that goes all around the property, and I've had pretty good success with that. I get very good reports on it as far as signal reports from other stations. And so far, I think I've gotten something like 88 countries with it. Over.
1,100 foot, what is that? Is that a beverage antenna? Is that what they call that one?
I feed it from the radio with a ladder line. There's a picture of it on the site. You can see how it goes. The ladder line, one goes to one end of the wire, the other goes to the other end of the wire, so it's just a big loop. Over.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that much space. I'm just on a quarter of an acre in the neighborhood. So I had at one time like an 80 meter Windham that was kind of configured in an L. It went across the back of my lot and down the side of it. So I don't know if I've got, I don't know if I have room for 1,100 feet of wire. But that's pretty impressive for sure. I, like you said, I bet that thing will hear and transmit to the ends of the earth. That sounds like you've made good use of it.
Good. I don't get to South Pacific as far as I know, although I think I heard China one time, but it was very garbled. I did have a contact with a station just west of Tokyo and also north of Tokyo. Have had South Chile, South Africa, Australia a couple of times, not so strong, but enough to get a contact. But as far as the Pacific, not so much, but I'm on the side of a hill. It doesn't have to be that long. If you look up loop antennas, something in the neighborhood of 500 feet will do pretty much what you want to do. I just had the room, so I made it as long as I could. Over.
Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with N4EDW and the Ragtree portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, and Ed, I've been working with some shorter antennas. You know, I'd done some stuff or had plans of doing some soda activation, so I actually had gotten a couple of their antennas, soda beams, antennas with their little link dipoles and stuff. They're really thin wire. I mean, again, they're great for throwing in a pack or whatever, but I really haven't had a chance to use much of them. And then I picked up a buddy pole a couple of years ago, and I've done a little bit of experimenting with that, but learned really quick it needs to be guide if it's and you need to guide as soon as possible if you're going to use it. And don't ask me how I know, but they do sell the parts individually if you ever have one tip over. And not saying that I've experienced that, but you know, I did learn a lesson. I went to get my guy wires before I had everything set up. I thought I was doing it the right way, but yeah, I missed a little bit of a step because it tipped over before I got the guides attached. But even that buddy pole, you know, it ran decent to South America. I mean, it's a very limited antenna setup, but it is kind of fun to experiment with. The only thing that I didn't necessarily anticipate with that buddy pole is it definitely takes a little bit of configuration to get the SWR down. So, again, having an SWR meter with you definitely helps. And, you know, the only one I've got a big old MFJ, and that doesn't really transfer over well if you're doing, like, backpacks and stuff. But you can, you know, kind of set the configurations up, write down your settings, how long the counterpoise is, that kind of stuff, and re-replicate it relatively easy. You know, I've done a couple of park activations and went over to the Conestee Park over towards Malden. There's a little picnic area over there and operated a little bit. And then we have a field, like a soccer field in our neighborhood. So I've gotten to operate there. Relatively low power, but it's fun to just get out of the house and experiment with that kind of stuff.
Got several and heard several on YouTube and all. There are a couple I can give you that you might want to look at. There's one that comes out of the Caribbean. It's a vertical. The station that has it is Juliet 6-1 Zulu, I think it is, 6-1 Zulu, if I can read my writing correctly. And he makes a vertical. And the other one is for 2 meters. And I don't know if you'd want that for your POTA, but I'm not sure if you can get that for HF. This is a J-pole. It folds up or rolls up, actually. It's made out of a ladder line. And this one is November 9, Tango Alpha X-Ray Labs, Lima Alpha Bravo Sierra.com. And this one, you can throw a line over a tree and pull it up in the tree as high as you can get it for 2 meters. Over.
Yeah, kinds of interesting things out there. I mean, years ago I had bought a little aero antenna and was using that for like some AMSAT work. There was actually a couple of AMSAT satellites that were just beaconing. And so that fits, it's a little big, but I got the backpacker one that, you know, has the duplexer and it folds, well, I say folds down, it breaks down so that the longest part are the elements for the Yagi. And then a couple months ago, I picked up an elk antenna, which is, you know, a log periodic, which is kind of nice because it's got less pieces and parts and doesn't actually have the two planes where you've got the 2 meter and one axis and the 440 in the other. So those have worked out pretty nice. So far, I haven't actually been able to do the POTA activations I want to, but, you know, again, have great aspirations of doing a few hikes here and there, but, you know, I haven't really gotten out to where I can do that. But I wrote down those two call signs, Juliet 61 Zulu, and then the N9 TAX Labs. I'll definitely look those up after the net just to kind of check out what options they have as available options. But those two Yagi and that log periodic, they seem to work okay. I just haven't had the opportunity to experiment with them. And I keep saying I've got to use what I've got more than just getting extra stuff. You know, use what you, what is this thing? Yeah, I got to get used to the equipment I have before I get new stuff.
A lot of success with my Delta Loop depends on how big your yard is. It's about 25 feet high in slope. I think the sloping actually helps it. And it's, let's see, it's 44 feet on each leg, I think, for a total of about 135, going down to a 2-to-1 balun. There's directions on my site, and it's nice because you can't see it. And if you've got a room, I have mine sloped, and I think that helps, rather than just have it straight up. The slope gives me both vertical and horizontal. It's pointed due east, and you'll see a compass rose on my site of many of the stations I've talked to. It's not all, but it gives you an idea of directions that I've been able to reach, even though I'm on the side of a mountain. Over.
Again, I end up being a little land limited too, because again, I'm just on a quarter acre, and I kind of sit down in a little ravine. Like my second floor looks at the ground floor of my neighbors behind us. But those Carolina Wyndhams I've had, you know, they seem to do really well. I've had several different models. I think, you know, they have like a 40 and 80. I've just found them on eBay or at Hamfest, that kind of stuff. And just when they come up, I had really good luck and really good signal reports with them. And so those have been typically the ones I've used. And again, they're really easy to kind of get up because you just have to, you know, have a center support and then get the two ends tied down somewhere. And so relatively easy to kind of get up. So there's definitely some more experimentation that, you know, again, best aspirations one day get some land out and away from the neighborhood and the associations, that kind of stuff, and get some wires in there. But, you know, my dad still lives up in Virginia, and he's got a couple acres up there, and he's got wires in all the trees, he says. So I haven't been up there in several years to see what he's got. But, you know, he's got room for it, whereas I don't quite have the space to kind of expand as much as I would like to. But again, those antennas have let me experiment as much as I would like to. I haven't officially done the DXCC yet, but I think I'm close to getting all of the locations through some of the digital modes, that kind of thing. And of course, I haven't been on my Logbook of the World account in months, but I need to go out there and kind of check that. But, you know, I've done work all states, so I can, you know, pretty much hit all of the U.S. Hawaii was a little difficult. Had to work on that one a little bit. It took me a while to get Hawaii, but yeah, normally I can, like you said, talk kind of to Australia, New Zealand, part of the Pacific, you know, follow the gray line and be able to kind of talk the world, which has been really fun, you know, even with low power, because, I mean, I don't run an amp or anything. I've got a little Yaesu FTA-57D as my HF rig, and I don't think I've ever actually pushed more than 25, maybe 50 watts out of it to be able to talk. So, you know, and I've gotten really good signal reports, you know, done a couple of special events here and there, and busted through some pile-up. Well, I say busted through. I can't imagine 50 watts would bust through anything, but the signal reports end up coming back really good. So you know, as long as it's working, I don't usually mess with it once I get it up and find out it's working.
They said if it's working good, don't mess with it and fuss it up. I'm still trying to raise my big loop to make it higher. It's varied now from about 20 feet up to 80 feet. I'm trying to level it out a bit by going over some other trees. Over.
My neighbor had moved, and they had a maintenance company come in a couple years ago, and he thought I had, my neighbor had tied back a branch with one of my support lines. Again, it's just a little piece of paracord. And I didn't realize that they had cut the support line, and I went to key up, and my antenna tuner it wouldn't match. And I was like, I know I've transmitted on this frequency before. My antenna tuner, a little LDG, was just going crazy. The switches in it were just like, I mean, again, the noise everybody's probably familiar with if they've heard it. One of those automatic antenna tuners, and it wouldn't key up, or it wouldn't match, I guess I should say. And so I went out, I looked out my window, and I could see half of the antenna, and it was where it was supposed to be, and everything looked good, so I walked out the front yard, and my antenna was laying on the ground. So I was a little disappointed, to say the least, but, you know, I called the company that, you know, the landscaping company, and they were very apologetic, and at least he had taken, you know, the support line and the antenna wire and coiled it nicely and, you know, kind of set it on my fence for me. Didn't just, like, ball it up or try and cut it and throw it away or something. But they were nice, and, you know, they told me they'd come back and hang it back up or whatever. I told them I would get to it. You know, it wasn't that big of a deal that I would do it at some point when I got around to it. But, yeah, it was fun while it was up. I definitely need to get it back up there. Just got to find the time, the energy, and the effort to put it back up. And I'll get around to it one day for sure and get back on HF. But right now I'm enjoying, you know, doing some of the digital modes, playing with Yaesu Fusion, staying on 2 meters here and there, and just, you know, experimenting with the modes I have access to right now.